我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了我们人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。我从来没有讲到讲解主导文。
I have never preached on the Lord's Prayer before.
直到这几个月，我受感动，一定把这一个主导文讲出来。
Due for the past few months, by inspiration of God, I will preach on it.
但是当我讲的时候
，But as I preach it,
越讲越发现自己没有资格讲。
The more I preach it, I find myself to be more unworthy.
越讲越发现每一次都漏掉一些东西没有。
That I would have missed out something every time I preach.
所以到现在已经讲完人需要的第四个最后的大题目的时候
，And so now as we approach the fourth challenges of humanity,
我重新再次提到。这世界所有的宗教的祷告跟主耶稣教导的祷告在本质上的差异到底是什么。
Once again, I want to talk about the qualitative difference between the prayers of other religion and the Lord's Prayer.
The qualitative difference between all the prayer of other religion in compare with the Lord's Prayer taught by Jesus Christ. 到底不同在什么地方？
What are the differences?
每一个宗教里面的祷告
In the prayer of every religion,
都是以人为本，从人出发，以自己的信念产生出来祷告文。
Comes from self-centered and man-centered approach.
就耶稣基督的祷告，完全以神降世为人，道成肉身的中保的身份。教导我们怎么样祷告。
Only the Lord's Prayer come about because it is God incarnated as the intermediary teaching us how to pray.
像基督以神的身份成为人，以神人中保的身份教导人怎么样在人与神中间靠着他的祷告的教导，使我们到主的面前来亲近他。
And Christ as God came as intermediary, and because he's an intermediary, he can teach us how to get close to God.
所以这个是完全不同的东西。
So it is very different.
在所有的宗教中间，每一个人祷告都是自动的，而且都是自信，是已经好的，不需要教导，也不需要更改，一定猛垂听的。
Every prayer of the other religions are prayers that are already written. They believe that God will surely listen.
你没有看过别的宗教有人在教导别人怎么祷告
？In other religion, no one will teach you how to pray.
每个人都会祷告。
Because everyone supposed to pray.
庙里面香拿出来，他就祷告了。
You go to the temple, you grab hold of incense, you pray.
回教堂里面，他就祷告了。
In a Muslim mosque, you just pray.
基督教礼拜堂念念有词就祷告。
Or you go to a church and you just pray.
为什么这些宗教里面的祷告不必教的呢
？This sort of religious prayer need not be taught.
为什么宗教的信徒的祷告他们本来就会的呢
？Why is it that everybody automatically know how to pray?
他们先假定自己的祷告一定是正式的。
Because you first assume that your prayer is the correct one.
他们先想象自己祷告的对象一定是对的。
You must assume that you are praying to the right person.
先相信自己祷告的内容是没有错的。
You first assume that the content is correct.
但是你把这些东西归纳起来的时候
，But when you summarize all these things,
你发现所有宗教的祷告都是一个以自私做出发点的祷告。
You find that the prayers of all religion is selfish in nature.
一个人祷告证明宗教性在人里面。
You do pray, proving that you have religiosity.
现在世界上没有发现过有一个民族或者一个部落是没有宗教需要、宗教情操跟宗教的这个意识表现出来的。
You cannot possibly find a tribe or a group of people anywhere in the world that has no religiosity.
大文的两个最亲近的学者朋友，一个是 Herbert Spencer， 另外一个是 Sir Thomas Henry Huxley。
Charles Darwin has two close friends. One is Thomas Spencer and Huxley.
他们都承认没有可能找到一个民族是没有宗教的样式跟宗教的需要的。
Both of them admit that you cannot possibly find a group of people that have no religious needs.
这些根本不是进化的结果。
So it is not a product of evolution.
Thomas Huxley 跟 Spencer 两个人都是最赞成达尔文进化论的人。
Huxley and Spencer are both evolutionists.
不是你们这个百货公司的 Mark and Spencer， 那个根本是卖衣服的东西。
Not Mark and Spencer.
Sir Herbert Spencer.
Sir Herbert Spencer.
Thomas Henry Huxley.
And Thomas Henry Huxley.
他们是达尔文最好的朋友。
They are the best friend of Charles Darwin.
完全支持进化论的人。
And support evolution fully.
这两个人把达尔文的进化论在十九世纪的下半叶把它通行到全世界讲英文的地区的里面。
And actually, the two of them promoted the theory of evolution in the second half of the 19th century.
他们不约而同地讲几句话。
But both of them said right about the same thing.
所有的人种是从一对夫妇下来的。
That firstly, all of humanity came from a single parent.
第二。
Second,
人的良心跟理智两个东西绝对不是进化过程产生的结果。
That the human conscience and reason cannot possibly be the product of evolution.
第三，未曾找到一个民族是没有宗教性跟宗教的意识的。
They have not discovered a single tribe in the world that does not have religiosity.
在这三句话里面
，So within these three declarations,
这两个人根本是违背进化论的原则，是替基督教讲话。
Both of them actually spoke for Christianity.
不，如果你问他们说，那你相信你讲的是对的吗
？But if you were to ask them whether they are right,
你否定上帝的创造吗
？Or do you deny the creation of God?
你认为上帝存在不存在呢？
Do you think that God exists?
他们都会逃避你的问题，用同一个原则来处理他们的羞涩的状态。
They will try to escape by using a similar principle.
所以他们自救的原则是什么呢
？And their principle was
就是我不知道。
That I don't know.
因为这些太奥妙了。
Because it's too profound.
我不能知道。
I cannot know.
你也不能知道。
And you also cannot know.
你说你不能知道就好，你不要说我不能知道嘛。
So if you say you don't know, that's fine, but don't say I don't know.
后来这个字就跟这个苏格拉底在2400年以前所讲的是完全相反。
And it's opposite of what Socrates said 2000 years ago.
Socrates said, "Naughty se auton."
Socrates said, "Naughty te auton."
就是 you should know yourself.
你应该认识自己。
How can you know yourself?
你怎么认识自己
？That's another question.
当然那是另外一个题目。
You should know yourself.
但是首先你是认识你自己。
That implies the possibility to know yourself is possible.
你要知道你是可能认识自己的。
但是对他们来说。
But to these
people, the ultimate reality of the universe is not possible to be understood.
你不能够理解整个宇宙真实的情况。
所以他不是 Gnosticism。
所以他们不是怀疑主义者。
他加了一个不是 Gnosticism 知识论
知识论者。
他加上一个字 A 在前面。
And they add a letter A in front.
人家对这个 Herbert Spencer 问他你的知识的看法是怎么样
？So if you ask Herbert Spencer, what is your idea of knowledge?
I am agnostic.
So he used the word agnostic.
Agnostic is the opposite of gnostic.
他是 gnostic 知识分子。
Gnostic means I can know.
Gnostic 意思我可以知道。
Agnostic means I cannot know.
Agnostic 就是我不知。
So、it is not possibility for anybody, including me, you, and all mankind, to know about God.
所以这个宣称是不管是你我或者整个人类都不能够认识上帝。
人不能认知神。
You cannot know God.
因为这个 ultimate reality 太大了。
Because this reality is way too big.
我们没有办法去了解它。
We cannot possibly understand it.
宁愿谦卑说我不知。
So humbly I say I don't know.
从某一个角度来说。
From certain angle.
他感到他不能知。
They think that they cannot know.
当他强调这件事的时候。
But when you emphasize on that.
他就真正知道他不能知。
You truly know you cannot know.
那么他到底知不知
？So do they know?
他知。
They know.
知什么
？They know what?
知他不能知。
They know that they cannot know.
那你不能知，怎么你知道？你敢肯定你的不能知是一个好的知识呢？
So just because you cannot know, how do you affirm that your not knowing is a good knowledge?
就是就变成相对跟绝对之间的矛盾了。
So it's an irony between the relative and the absolute.
汤姆斯，你又来了，讲主导文，讲到 Spencer 去。
Well, Dr. Tong, you're talking about Spencer.
难道你听完了就知道没有一件事是没有跟主导文没有关系的
？But this is all related to the Lord's Prayer.
所以有一次呢 ，Spencer 参加一次科学的会议。
Spencer once was in a scientific conference.
几百的科学家在伦敦聚集。
Hundreds of scientists came to London.
当时的英国是不可一世的。
At that time, England, British Empire was very powerful.
因为那是全世界有史以来最大的帝国。
It is actually the largest empire in the history of mankind.
大英帝国的版图是超过罗马帝国好几倍的。
The British Empire was much larger than the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国的北部甚至没有到过 Scandinavia 的北方。
The Roman Empire never reached Scandinavia.
他们曾经到过这个英国的中部。
They actually went to the middle of England.
到过了非洲的北部。
and the northern part of Africa,
到过亚洲的西部,
to the western side of Asia,
跨越三洲,
it is in three continents,
范围就在那个圈里面,
but that's the territory of the Roman Empire.
大英的帝国拿了整个加拿大,
but the British Empire includes Canada.
大英帝国拿了整个印度, 西兰, 还有 Pakistan.
India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka.
大英帝国又拿了这个 Palestine, 以色列从前还没有回过以前的地方,
and the Palestinian region.
大英帝国又拿了非洲很多的部分,
many portions of Africa.
大英帝国又拿了澳大利亚, 还有 New Zealand,
Australia, New Zealand,
还有在太平洋小岛里面很大的地区,
and many areas in Pacific Ocean.
大英帝国是有史以来最大最大的帝国,
therefore the British Empire was the largest in the history of mankind. By the 19th century,
从文学来说有莎士比亚,
you have Shakespeare in literature.
从生物学来说有达尔文,
you have Charles Darwin in biology.
从物理学来说有牛顿,
you have Newton in physics.
大英帝国不可一世,
the British Empire was powerful indeed.
凡是海水流到的地方,
wherever there is a sea,
都有中国人,
there is a Chinese.
但还是太阳光照的地方都有英国旗,
but wherever the sun rises, there's the English flag. So they are very proud.
19世纪的时候,
in the 19th century,
这个英国的科学地位很高,
they had a high position in science.
开科学大会的时候,
so when they had a scientific conference,
一大堆的科学者在里面,
all the scientists were gathered.
其中也有 Herbert Spencer 在里面,
and Herbert Spencer was in one of them.
他就站起来,
and so he stood up.
他讲一句话,
and he said,
讲得很肯定,
and was very sure.
他讲什么呢?
And he said,
I think there is nothing absolute in the world.
我觉得这世界上没有一样事情是绝对的。
讲完了,
after that,
他就坐下了。
He sat down.
大学者,
and a great scholar,
说世界没有绝对的事情存在。
He said that there is nothing absolute in the world today.
他讲的时候,
when he said that,
很肯定,
he was very confident.
有一个年轻的科学家站起来,
and a very young scientist stood up.
他说, Mr. Spencer,
Spencer,
did you say there is nothing absolute in this world?
如果你说世界上没有绝对的话,
这个老人家说, I did say it.
老, and he said, yeah, I did.
那个年轻人不服气,
the young person will not take the answer.
Are you sure there's nothing absolute?
你是否肯定没有一样是绝对的?
Yes.
是,
I'm sure there's nothing absolute.
我是非常肯定,
这个年轻人不服气,
and the young person will not take it.
Do you believe it? There's nothing absolute in the world.
你真相信世界上是没有绝对的吗?
I believe there's nothing absolute in the world.
我相信世界上是无绝对的。年轻人又不服气。 And the young person,
do you believe there's nothing absolute in the world? Absolutely.
你真的是绝对相信世界上没有绝对的吗? You absolutely believe there's no absolute in the world.
Spencer就, 到今天还在,
And Spencer didn't know what to say.
如果世界没有绝对的东西,
if there is no absolute in the world,
你真的相信的话,
and you really believe
in that, 你怎么可以用绝对的精神去相信没有绝对的东西?
You cannot use the spirit of the absolute to believe.
如果你相信没有绝对的东西,
but if you believe there is no absolute,
而且绝对去相信它,
and you believe it absolutely,
根据你的努力告诉你, 我绝对不相信你的绝对,
and so I cannot believe in your absolute.
所以我告诉你,
so I tell you,
绝对存在不存在,
the existence of the absolute,
不是相对的, 人可以用自己的自我绝对的精神去肯定或者否定,
cannot determine by a person who is relative using an absolute spirit.
不可尊滋润的人,
those who are agnostic,
他们是用自己以为自己一定能知道的办法去否定知道的可能,
and they use their own methods that they are very sure of to deny the possibility of knowing.
其实这是很好笑的事情,
of course it's most ironical.
我在这个世界上的时候,
when I'm still living,
我是追求真理的人,
I am a seeker of the truth.
我在我十几岁的时候要问的第一个问题, 真理是存在的吗?
As a teenager, I asked the question, does the truth exist?
如果真理是存在的,
if the truth does exist,
真理在哪里?
Where is it?
如果真理存在的,
if the truth exists,
是在科学里吗?
Is it in science?
是在宗教里吗?
Is it in religion?
是在社会里吗?
Is it in the society?
是在自然界吗?
Or maybe in nature?
有没有超自然定自然的?
Is there a supernatural or supernatural?
有没有自然被造的源头创造自然的?
Is the source of nature creating nature?
我如果把我的思想多么复杂,
the complexity of my thoughts,
繁琐中间怎么样要去直接的问题, 把它讲出来,
if I were to tell you how I attempt to solve this problem,
我相信你一定厌烦早就跑掉了,
I think you'll get sick of my thoughts.
但是感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God,
我找到了真理,
I found the truth.
这个真理在哪里呢?
Where is the truth?
在神哪里?
It is in God.
神就是真理,
for God is truth.
神的真理是他独自拥有垄断的吗?
And is this truth monopolized by God? When this God revealed the truth to man, I do believe there is a truth. And there is a person behind the truth. A living, true, glorious person. And this truth that is living, real, and eternal is willing to share himself with us. And so I believe there are some literature that will record this.
是真理被写下的记录,
and these are the record of the revelation of the truth of God.
我就相信真理是可以知道的,
and I believe I can know the truth.
一路推到最后,
and so step by step as I progressed,
我才变成基督徒,
I became a Christian.
我不是因为我是基督徒, 所以基督教一定是真理,
it is not because I'm a Christian, so Christianity is the truth.
这是 protectionism.
This is a form of protectionism.
这是 self-defensism.
自我
自我保卫的，这是完全不合我们应当知道的真理的原则的。
But it is not a reasonable way to know the truth.
调反过来,
it's the other way around.
如果真理是存在的,
if the truth does exist,
我才相信真理。
Then I believe in God.
不因为我相信的，我所信的就变成真理。
It is not because I believe and then it becomes the truth.
真理不是变来的。
Because the truth is not a product.
真理不是忽然间发现的。
Or suddenly you discover it.
真理不是在你没有发现你本来不存在的。
Or did not exist before your discovery.
这样推下去的。
So as you think further and further.
我只能说我做基督徒是很辛苦的。
I can only say it's most difficult for me to
believe.
Very hard for me to believe in Jesus Christ. But nothing I have met would deny this objective truth. I am compelled to recognize Jesus as truth. And so I will go around the world to defend what I believe to the young people.
找一些钱来吃是没有关系的。
And so as a preacher, my work is not related to a job.
我做牧师跟我要有一份的教会里面的位置是没有关系的。
As a pastor, it's not related to this idea of getting a position in the church.
我相信的事情真理绝对独存的。
Because I believe that the truth exists by itself.
不是被承载在一个机构里面。
And it is not carried by an organization. Or a tool for you to make money or make a living off. And that's where I was
wrong.
When you seek after God,
你用祷告表现,
you express it in prayer.
你用思考表现,
you think about it.
你用阅读表现,
you read about it.
你自己说我是寻找上帝的,
and you yourself say, I seek God.
我是祈求上帝的,
I am a one who called to God.
我是明白上帝的,
I understand God.
我是遵循上帝的,
I'm a person who will do the will of God.
圣经三次告诉我们,
the Bible says three times,
上帝从天上观看下来,
God looks at us from heaven,
看看有没有寻找他的,
to seek for those who seek after him,
有没有明白真理的,
whether people understand the truth,
有没有就寻找上帝,
is there anyone that will seek God?
寻找上帝, 明白真理, 追求良善的,
to seek after God, to understand the truth and seek after goodness.
三次的答案是一样的,
the three times the Bible talk about it, same answer.
一个也没有,
not even one.
这样说来呢,
in this manner,
圣经否定人的祷告是在找上帝,
the Bible denies that your prayer is to seek God.
圣经祷告人的揣摩思想是在寻找真正的上帝,
the Bible denies that you are seeking after the true God.
所以你要问那个这样有宗教做什么呢?
Then what is the point of religion?
宗教不是很危险的事情吗?
Isn't it most dangerous?
宗教是不是一个外貌?
Is it just a facade?
宗教不是一个寻找一个被人认为我与神有关系的一种宗教性的一种活动的这个程序吗?
Isn't it an activity where people attempt to find God?
And try to show man that I know God.
Now,
I am seeking after God. I'm in the process of understanding God. 神说没有,
and God said there is no such thing.
上帝说连一个都没有,
not even one.
所以这样没有一个宗教的祷告是真实的,
therefore not a single prayer of religions is true.
没有一个宗教的祷告是寻求上帝的,
not a single one is a true seeking of God.
这样一讲, 你不是成为全世界有宗教人士的仇敌吗?
Immediately you offend all religious people.
圣经说,
because the Bible says,
没有寻找上帝,
there are no one who seek God.
没有明白真理,
there are no one who know the truth.
没有行善的,
there are no one who do good.
连一个也没有,
not even one.
所以神的否定, 我不能改成肯定,
I cannot deny the denial of God.
神的拒绝, 我不能变成接受,
God's rejection cannot be changed to acceptance.
那么宗教在做什么呢?
So what are religious
宗教不是寻找上帝,
doing? Aren't they all looking for God?
宗教寻找上帝一个恩典。
Actually, they are looking for the grace of God.
宗教在寻找人所需要的福气。
Religions are looking for the blessings that we need.
宗教在寻找人生命危险中间需要的平安。
Or the peace that we meet in the middle of our danger.
这些东西根本不是上帝。
But these things are not God.
上帝不在平安里面。
God is not in peace.
上帝也不在你所认为的假的思考中间的真理框架里面。
And God is not framed by your imagination of the truth.
上帝不在福气里面。
God is not found in blessings.
上帝不在恩典里面。
God is not found in grace.
当一个基督教的教会从寻求救赎的恩典，明白上帝为什么爱我，掉落。 变成寻找宗教性的平安的时候，这个基督教是一个退后的基督教。
When a Christian church or Christianity falls from understanding saving grace to seeking after the blessing of God, then you have gone backwards.
所以当一个礼拜堂里面的牧师或者宗教的领袖对你说：“你信耶稣，你就会平安、会发财、会有福气、会有长寿、会有许多上帝给你恩典的时候，这个牧师是违背真理的牧师。”
When a church pastor tells you that if you believe in Jesus, you have prosperity, you will be healthy, you will live for a long time, then this person has gone against the truth. This charismatic today have betrayed Christianity. But you are not aware of it.
我每次见到新加坡人,
Sometimes, every time I meet Singaporeans,
Are you Christian?
I ask, 你是不是基督徒?
Yes.
是, 我是,
of course.
我当然是,
surely.
当然是,
我就问, why surely?
那为什么当然是,
why of course?
为什么,
I go to church.
因为我去教会嘛,
they try to make equalization between go to church and to be called a Christian.
所以这些人认为只要我有去教会我就一定是真。今天晚上我告诉你, This evening I tell you,
没有人寻找上帝,
None of us seek after God.
没有人明白真理,
No one understands the truth.
也没有人行善,
No one does good.
世界上的慈善家, 都是比较聪明的自私自利的人。
Philanthropists of the world are smart, selfish people.
他们用小钱买大名。
They use little bit of money to gain great
看起来帮助很多人。
Looks like they help a lot of people.
最后把世界出名, 那些帮助就变成了广告费。
In the end, it's like advertisement for their own goodness.
上帝说没有行善。
And so God said, no one does good.
没有明白真理的。
No one understands the truth.
你知道当一个人在一个宗教开始追求的时候,
When you try to seek in a religion,
they are
most humble.
但当他谦卑了以后,
but after you're humble,
有了一些知识,
and you have some knowledge,
研究了一些的学问,
you have studied something,
有了一些宗教的操练,
and some religious discipline.
慢慢慢慢他在宗教学院里面拿了学位,
you get an academic degree in your seminaries.
原来的谦卑就不见了,
original humility disappeared.
社会带来的骄傲就产生了,
you have arrogance for your achievement.
这是上帝面前,
so before God,
没有宗教以前,
before they have religion,
跟他有了宗教地位最高的时候,
compared to after you attain the highest position,
还没有宗教以前是比较靠近上帝一点点的,
before you have religion, actually you can be closer to God.
但他有了很多宗教的经验, 宗教的学位, 宗教的体面, 宗教的名气以后,
and after you gain all these things in religion, including his reputation,
他是远远离开上帝的,
you will be far away from God.
我告诉你很多所谓 academical search,
and many of these people who seek academically,
他乃是利用学术界的知识,
use academic knowledge,
来复试他们不一定是真理的信仰,
to serve their faith which may not be the truth.
So-called academic achievement is merely an enslavement of your probably wrong conviction.
所以你许多这个学术上的认识是一种奴隶你的错误的思想的方法。相信三位一体的上帝的人, those who believe in the triune God,
各样的道理告诉你上帝是三位一体的,
they will tell you that God is triune.
不相信三位一体的人,
if you don't believe in the triune God,
各样的理由告诉你上帝不是三位一体,
will use all kinds of argument to say it's not triune.
相信进化论的人,
those who believe in the theory of evolution,
有各样的逻辑证明进化论是对的,
will use all kinds of logic to prove it.
不相信进化的人,
if you don't believe,
有各样的学术界最高的名词告诉你这个是错误的。
They use academic terms to tell you they are wrong.
所以我得到一个结论是什么？
So my conclusion is,
学术的本性就是奴隶性。
Academic pursuit itself is enslaving.
学术的功用就是复试不知道谁是他的主人。
And the tool is used to serve no matter someone whom you don't know is your master.
In academic achievement is merely an enslavement of the conviction.
所以你这个学术性的知识是把你的知识或者你的认知变成奴隶化。你把你的学识当作服侍你信念的奴隶。 You use your academic knowledge to enslave it to serve your conviction.
你用你的信念来奴役你的学术的成就。
You use your conviction to enslave your academic pursuit.
世界这个情形是越来越厉害了。
And this is seen more and more in the world.
今天的越有学识的人，可能越是良心空虚或者不正常的人。
And therefore, the more academically qualified you are, the more empty you can be.
他的学位高得不得了。
You can be very qualified.
结果他在社会上的贡献是什么呢？
But what contribution do you have to society?
要人承认他的成就。
They want people to recognize their achievement.
对别人没有真正的怜悯。
But no true compassion.
没有真正的智慧。
No true, no wisdom.
我讲些话又得罪了一大堆的学术分子了。And
so this is offensive to those who are academically brilliant.
我讲一句话，你就了解我的立场是对的。But
you understand that my stance is correct.
我请问第一个博士。
But I want to ask a question. The first doctorate.
他的博士哪里来的？
Where did he get the doctorate from?
是另外的人博士给他的吗？
Did he come from another doctorate who gave it to
我问你啊,
him?
我问你啊。
I am asking you.
人类的第一个博士。 是不是另外一个博士给他的？
The first doctorate of humanity, did it come from another doctorate?
如果是的话，他一定是第二个博士。
If it were the case, he must be the second doctorate.
那给他的是第一个博士。
The one who gave it to him must be the first.
第一个博士给的一定不是博士。
So the first he will give is not a doctorate degree.
这就鼓励你勇气。 你没有读过博士, 你又可以给人博士。
So he encouraged you to
你说我哪里敢读, 我自己的学术都没有还给人博士。
So you say, I don't dare to do that. I'm not academic qualified.
我这个观念是很强的。
But I have strong concept in this way.
你要改变我是很难的。
Very hard to change me in this way. I tell you.
特别在宗教里面,
especially in religion.
越以宗教学识的成就夸口的人，是越离开宗教本质的那个真正的意义了。
The more you boast about your religious achievement, the more you depart from the true meaning.
我不是不赞成宗教有修为。
It's not that I deny that there's a need for degrees in religion.
我办的是跟Westminster办博士课程学位的一个学位。
My seminary actually have PhD degrees.
但是我就不走这条路。
But I do not do this myself.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
讲宗教里面的知识的问题。
And so the question of knowledge in religion,
宗教里面的修养的问题。
Or the question of character,
宗教里面的祷告的问题,
the question of prayer,
可能变成最假冒, 最危险, 最可怕的事情,
can become the most hypocritical, most dangerous, and most horrifying thing.
所以我今天告诉你,
so I tell you today,
全世界所有的宗教都自以为可以直接合法的祷告, 他们认为的上帝。
All religions in the world believe that their prayer enable them to go to their God.
他们的上帝是谁?
But who is this God?
不但他们不知道, 连他们的上帝自己也不知道他们是他们的上帝。
Not only do they not know the God that they pray to, would not know too.
那如果是这样的话,
if that were the case,
那么人的宗教里面的祷告到底在做什么呢?
What are these prayers in religions doing?
都是在自私自己的一个
It is actually a reflection of our self-centeredness. You want to fulfill your own greed and narrow-mindedness. And so the prayer of pious people, if you listen to it carefully, you will discover that it's expression of selfishness. Oh Lord, give me prosperity. Give me wisdom.
主啊，给我顺利。
Grant me a smooth journey.
主啊，给我成功。
Give me success.
这些岂不是全世界最自私的人在表达自己非常卑鄙的人格吗？
And so it's an expression of selfish people on their despicable character.
但是他们表示祷告多么虔诚。
But you see the piousness in prayer.
所以基督的祷告。
The prayer of Christ
否定了这些虚假的宗教的祷告。
Deny all these false religious prayer.
物质的需要上。
In the area of material needs,
耶稣只说,
Jesus only said,
我们日用的饮食, 今日赐给我们,
give us this day our daily bread.
基督从来没有教导人, 也没有应许人, 信他会发财。
Jesus has never taught nor promised prosperity.
基督没有教训人, 祷告要求无穷无尽的财宝,
or that we should ask God for endless wealth.
这不是亲近上帝的记号,
this is not a mark of closeness to God.
这是自己羞辱自己的见证,
but a testimony of your own shame.
所以你要研究主祷文,
the more you study the Lord's Prayer,
越惧怕,
the more fearful you become. The more you study the Lord's Prayer,
这是太高尚的东西,
the more you understand this as most high.
使我们这些罪人没有办法了解神最高尚的这一个教导。
And sinners like us cannot possibly understand the highest wisdom of God.
无形中把我们自己最卑鄙的本性也暴露出来。
For it exposed our despicable characters.
人祷告的时候向谁祷告？
When we pray, to whom do we pray?
人祷告的时候为什么祷告？
For what purpose?
人祷告的时候用什么词句祷告？
And with what words do we pray?
人祷告所盼望得到的内容到底是什么东西？
What exactly do we hope to achieve?
你说每一个人向他们的上帝祷告。
Well, you say everyone pray to their God.
谁叫做他们的上帝？
What does their God means?
天主教的上帝是谁？
The Roman Catholic God?
佛教的上帝是谁？
The Buddhist God?
印度教的上帝是谁？
Hindu God?
基督教的上帝是谁？
Christian God?
回教的上帝是谁？
Muslim God?
就是上帝。
Why you say just God?
什么叫做就是上帝？
What does mean just God?
就是空洞的集合的名词。
This is an empty phrase.
The very collective terminology of the so empty in content. 所以每一个宗教人士都以为他们在讲一个同样的东西，其实根本不存在的东西。
All religious people think that they are speaking of the same thing, but it does not exist.
你说，那么上帝不存在吗？
Then does God not?
真神存在。
The true God exists.
对神错误认识的神是不存在的。
But the false God, from our false understanding, does not exist.
基督教说，
Christianity says,
我相信是基督里面的神。
We believe in the God in Christ.
这是唯一存在的神。
The only living God.
回教徒说，
The Muslim
said,
I believe in a God who exists, I don't need Christ. Is that God good? Why, if that's okay, why would Muslim kill
someone?
Can a good God teach you to do not good things? They pray so fervently.
所以呢，比平常更小的路，我的车通不过去。
Once my car got stuck in a very, very narrow road, more narrow than usual.
后来不久有一些人就稍微知道路很窄，他们就退后一点。
There were people all over, and so they gave way.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
在回教堂祷告，祷告到路边，到不能再进去，就跑到屁股露在半路中间的那些人。
Because the mosque was so crowded that the crowd spilled over to the road, so blocked the road.
再加一个人。
And one person
再跪下祷告,
pray and kneel down,
路就更小了,
the road become more narrow. And become more narrow.
我那时候很气, 我要走路,
I was very angry because they were blocking the way.
我很佩服你在路边祷告, 这么跪下你都甘愿。
They kneel down on the road and they pray.
你不怕我气着过去,
You're not afraid I'll run over you.
你这么敬虔的祷告,
very pious.
这么恳切的祷告,
fervent.
我佩服得五体投地, 也气得半死。
I was very appreciative and angry. So it was most ironic. I asked one question.
为什么教会没有这样的祷告会?
Why do we not pray like that in church?
为什么基督徒祷告不跪下来?
Why Christians do not kneel and pray?
为什么回教徒半边屁股在路上?
Why is this Muslim half of his butt in the road?
基督徒坐在沙发以上来祷告。
But Christians sit comfortably on the sofa to pray.
我们不自卑感吗?
Do we not feel ashamed?
我们不感到内疚吗?
Do we not feel inferior?
人家这么敬虔。
They are so pious.
或者想到结果。
But in the end,
我内心完全不再佩服这些人。
I no longer honor them.
因为他们在祷告什么?
Because what are they praying for?
他们所祷告的。
Their prayer
是照着他们想象的神作为他们的对象。
Is towards a God out of their own imagination.
照着他们宗教规条所定的东西当作他们的词语。
Or set by their religion and their rules.
那么谁定这个规条?
Who set these rules?
谁启示这是正义?
Who revealed this truth?
如果是同样因为神启示的,
if it's from the same God,
这位上帝启示个基督教的圣经跟启示回教的《可兰经》完全不一样。
This God has revealed a different Quran and the Bible.
我就把逻辑推出来了。
And so I just move into the logical thinking, the first possibility.
启示圣经的上帝跟启示《可兰经》的上帝是不同的上帝。
The first conclusion is that it's a different God that revealed the Bible than the God who revealed the Quran.
The one who revealed Bible to Christian is the another God other than the God of Islam who revealed the Bible of Quran to the Muhammad. 第二个可能,
second possibility.
这位上帝是一个不一的,是同样的上帝。
Same God.
后来他启示的时候忘记了, 在启示的时候就乱讲。
When he first revelation, he forgot something. He do a second revelation, and it's a mess.
或者他再起誓个完了的老了，就从前讲过的，他否定了。
Or he denied what he did in the first revelation because he grew old.
所以当这些回教徒祷告的时候
，So when these Muslims are praying，
照着他们领受的启示
，Based on the revelation they say they receive， compared to the Christian，
照着他们以前领受的启示
，Based on what they have received，
两个不一样，表示这里面有自我矛盾。
Yes, contradiction between the two.
如果是从同一位上帝出来的,
if it is from the same God,
这位同一位的上帝是个 self-defeating God.
It means that this God is self-defeating.
是个 self-contradictory God.
这个上帝是自我矛盾的,
自大嘴巴的上帝,
a God that contradicts himself.
我怎么可以接受这样的一个上帝?
I cannot accept that.
第三个可能性,
third possibility,
就是启示的时候, 领受启示的打瞌睡，写错了。That
when revelation is given, the one who write it wrote the wrong thing.
这个宗教写成 A， 那个宗教写成 B。
So this faith wrote A, this one wrote B.
第四个可能性
，Fourth possibility，
不是我想出来的
，Not from my imagination，
是一个回教徒想出来的
，But it's a theory from a Muslim。
现在这一段很有趣味。 打瞌睡的吃亏了,
and so if you fall asleep in the next passage, you will be lost.
那个回教徒住在英国,
that Muslim person live in England.
他是巴基斯坦人,
a Pakistani.
在英国住了几十年以后,
live for decades in England.
慢慢看有圣公会,
he saw the Anglican Church,
有卫理公会,
Methodist Church,
有其他的基督教会,
other Christian churches,
又有回教,
and also mosques.
而且他妙想, 天开,
and he used his imagination.
为什么回教有一些东西很邪恶呢?
And ask himself, why are there evil deeds in Islam?
有的人解释回教,
some people explain Islam,
变成善良的人,
and become good.
因为他从某些经节得到的解释对他有帮助, 激发他做好人,
because some of the verses inspire them to do good.
但有一些回教徒从另外的回教的圣经节找到了一些叫他们要勇敢圣战杀仇敌,
but other people found in their scripture the command that they got to kill all their enemies.
So it's different kind of the absorbed.
所以人吸收的都不一样,
and different kind of interpretation.
或者解释的都不一样,
finally, different kind of the conclusion.
那个结论也都不一样,
different kind of application.
或者应用的时候也不一样,
from the same source and the same text of the Bible.
同样的经文, 同样的圣经。
这个人就想, 有没有可能, 摩罕默德受启示的时候, 神对他说话, 说话的时候他打瞌睡，魔鬼也来说话。
So he was saying maybe when God revealed it, Muhammad was sleepy and the devil came also to speak.
这个很有兴趣哈。
And it's quite interesting.
他一面写写,
so as he wrote about it, halfway,
魔鬼说,
the devil said,
写下去，再去见。
And then write the next one.
一写变成不同了。
And it's different.
所以他后来写了一本书,
so he wrote a book,
就把第四个可能性, 我没有想的, 他想出来的,
and expounded the fourth possibility, not from me.
叫做 satanic verses,
it's called the satanic verses,
魔鬼的经界,
the words of Satan,
也在所谓上帝的书里面,
that's inside the book of God.
那么写的人都写了,
and
写完了以后,
the one who record the revelation,
all of these are the revelation from God.
你说这所有的都是上帝所启示的,
全部都是上帝的,
all from God.
魔鬼在后面说, some from me, you don't know.
魔鬼说, 有一些是从我来的, 你不知道。
You are very sleepy.
那个时候你在打瞌睡,
I intervene your hearings.
我参进你的,
I give you something distortion there.
已经扭曲了一些东西。
这个叫做 satanic verses.
This is called satanic verses.
我告诉你, Salman Rushdie 不是第一流的文学家。
Salman Rushdie, the author, was not the best.
也不是第二流的文学家。
Or the second best.
我感到他大概是二流半, 或者二流三分之一。
I think it's about two and a half.
但是呢,
however,
他的 innovative thinking of religion is 绝对第一流的。
He was most innovative and creative.
怎么摩罕默德听上帝的启示, 里边掺杂一点点魔鬼的声音。
That when Muhammad heard the revelation of God, the devil's voice was inside.
所以有些回教徒,
so some Muslims,
很和平,
are peaceful.
像印尼从前的总统 Gusdur, 这一个瓦西德,
like President Gusdur was like that.
还有一些回教徒,
and also some Muslims,
很凶恶,
very fierce.
后来变成 ISIS,
like ISIS.
像现在伊拉克的 ISIS,
in Iraq.
把人的头把它砍掉的时候,
and when they behead you,
用脚踩的时候,
they stab you, they still laugh.
他在笑,
they are laughing.
他把人当作猪吗?
Like you are pig.
猪都会爱同样的猪的。
Pig will love each other.
猪对人也有一点恩情的。
and pick servants are good to mankind.
这些人到底是人或者是鬼有人的形象呢?
Maybe these people are the devil with human form.
这些人怎么残忍到这个地步,
they are so unimaginably
你问他说,
so you ask them why you do this.
他讲一句, Allah will, Allah Akbar.
They will say that Allah is the greatest.
什么叫 Allah Akbar呢?
What does that mean?
上帝真主伟大, 所以应该杀他。
Allah is the greatest, so we slaughter you.
上帝真的是这样的上帝。
Is this what God is all about?
所以他对真主祷告的时候,
when you pray to the God,
他是祷告哪一位主呢?
What God are they praying
他祷告的时候,
to? When they pray,
他有什么内容祷告?
With what content?
他祷告的时候,
when they pray,
是以纯洁的信念, 或者要靠近上帝的圣洁。
Could it be with pure heart and want to close, be close to God's holiness?
或者他就存着一个被影响的邪恶的动机。
Or the motive is evil that has been
influenced.
To express the will of the evil one.
最神圣的宗教灵异里面,
and so in the most sacred
religions, there
are products that are most evil.
那么你说这是宗教吗?
So is this religion?
宗教是神圣的吗?
Is this holy?
应该是的,
it should be.
宗教是邪恶的,
it can religion be evil?
不应该是的,
it shouldn't be. But the most evil expression is found in religion.
应当是最神圣的, 变成最邪恶, 最肮脏, 最仇恨, 最下流的。
It should be the most holy, but it's become the most evil, most despicable.
这件事情怎么解决呢?
How do you then solve this issue?
每个宗教的神都不一样的吗?
Then you say, well, every God is different.
那我要问你到底几个神?
So how many difference are there?
每个宗教的神是人去解释出来的吗?
You say, well, the gods are human imagination.
那我要问你到底神自己在哪里?
Then where is God himself?
如果真的神启示,
if God reveals,
参照着撒旦的声音,
and the voice of Satan is inside there,
印成圣经的时候,
and when you print a Bible, Holy Scripture,
真正全能的神,
the true Almighty God,
应当说还没有印以前, 我先看一次好不好?
Would say that let me review it first before you print it.
这我常做的事情啊,
this is what I always do.
我们教会聚会多得不得了,
we have so many worship services in our church.
所有的这一个广告, 几乎都是我过目才可以印的。
But all publicity material will be vetted by me first. We have a very good brother.
John Cornelius.
He's called John Cornelius.
他常常工作紧张的早上4点才回家。
Sometimes he works until 4 a.m.
所以如果你说唐牧师你常常做事, 不按常规, 我告诉我下面的人都学会了这一点。
And my people all work in this sort of matter that is unorthodox.
Stephen Tong, you are a man out of norm.
有些人说你这个唐中龙做事情都不按牌理出牌。 当然是这样子。
What do you mean out of norm?
什么意思?
It can be two kinds.
有两种是这样的。
Normal, so out of norm.
第一个就是不正常的。
But I'm not that kind.
我不是不正常。
I'm not abnormal, I'm supranormal.
我是超越正常的。
我超常,不是反常。
I'm supranormal.
所以你看我的感情不一样的时候,
so when you see my emotion is different,
不要奇怪。
Don't be 你看我的讲道不一样, when you see the preaching is different,
你不要奇怪,
don't be too shocked.
你看我的观念不一样的,
you see my concept is different, don't be surprised.
就是一个超常,
because I'm super normal,
被认为反常的人,
and people think of me as abnormal.
我们的教会不容易给人一个学位,
it's difficult for us to give a degree.
最重要的就是你有那个分量,
it's whether you're qualified.
我有个学生,
I have a student,
就到 Free University of Amsterdam 去上课,
went to the Free University of Amsterdam.
他们一看这个印尼来的,
they saw, well, this guy is Indonesian,
一定程度不够的,
surely very low.
你度过四年成就,
you have 4 years of education,
完全不算,
we don't count,
从头开始,
you got to start over.
我这个学生乖乖的,
my student was very obedient, so start from first year.
后来他告诉我,
then he told me later,
啊不是啊, 他们叫的, 我早就知道了,
Dr. Tong, I really know all the things they taught.
为什么要到荷兰这么冷, 这么难, 这么很困难的地方, 浪费4年呢?
The Netherlands is so cold, so difficult, 4 years.
他们叫的, 你都教过了,
you have taught all these things.
他们要我知道, 我早就知道了,
I know everything they
have taught. 好像好几堂我知道比他教的更详细,
I actually know more than the lecturer.
那我为什么在这里浪费时间?
So why am I wasting my time here?
我说如果你要学位, 你就继续下去,
I say, if you want the degree, you have to carry on.
因为印尼政府没有学位的不可以教授学,
in Indonesia without a formal degree you cannot teach.
你为了人受一些苦吧,
so suffer for that sake.
读了2年以后呢,
2 years later,
全部读了都知道,
he knows everything.
但是第二年的时候,
second year,
有一次他的教授跟他一同吃饭,
professor Ed with him,
跟他谈话的时候,
and in the conversation,
发现他什么都知道,
discover he knew everything.
我都不知道有这个学生这么厉害,
I didn't know my student is so good.
那你怎么什么都知道?
How come you knew everything?
你到底读几年级?
How many years are you in?
他说刚刚读一年就进到第二年。
He said after first year, now second year.
怎么可以?
How can you do this?
你这种知识不是第二年的。
It's not a second year student.
硕士班的学生。
You should be in the master's class.
跟他谈几句话以后呢?
After speaking to him.
一跳就跳到硕士班。
He promoted him to the master's class.
介绍好几年。
Saved many years.
所以有时候跟人家吃饭要忍耐。
So you have to have patience in the meal.
找到那个跟你好好吃饭的人。 可以帮助你节省两年半的。
He can save you 2.5 years time.
现在他在我们那边教书。
Now he's lecturing with us.
后来他的院长自己跑来要跟我们合作，就是 Free University of Amsterdam.
And that's the dean that is one.
我不是开玩笑的。
So it's no joking matter.
我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
滕进辉牧师有一句话。
Reverend 滕进辉 said,
"The existence of Stephen Tong is to prove a man without Western education with a higher degree can teach very profound things."
唐崇荣的存在就是证明，没有西方的教育的一个人还能够教非常深奥的知识。因为我们在神的真理里面长进的时候。
For
when we grow in the truth of God,
要的实质。
We want the facts.
我们要的不是名位。
Not just academic reputation. These belong to the Gentiles. Dear brothers and sisters.
越深研究宗教的人。
The more you study religion,
越骄傲越看不起人。
The more arrogant you can be,
修越高,
so the more academic qualified you are,
道越低,
your character goes lower.
知识越高超的时候,
the more knowledgeable you come,
灵性越衰微,
the lower your spirituality. So be cautious.
不要走西方这条路,
do not follow the West in this way.
我不是说学位不好,
I'm not saying academic degree is not important.
学位如果没有带来真正灵性与它相配合的程度，是空的东西。
If your academic achievement is not on par with your spirituality, then it's meaningless.
所以，让我们的道的高度跟我们书的高度是一同并进的。
May we progress together with spiritual understanding with academic.
有学问没有学位，可惜一点点。
If you have knowledge but you don't have a degree, then it's a bit regretful.
但是你有学位没有学问。 害羞一大堆,
but with a degree without wisdom and knowledge is more shameful.
我这两句话在印尼已经很著名了。
Indonesia many people quote this.
现在我影响你们一下吧。
Let me influence you a little
bit. 有学问没有学位，可惜一点点。If
you have the knowledge but no degree, it's a little bit regretful.
有学位没有学问，害羞一大堆。But
if you have a degree without the wisdom or knowledge,
大家来讲一下哈。 虽然讲完了以后，你还是没有学位。一二三，有学问。 没有学位，可惜一点点；有学位，没有学位，没有学问，害羞一大堆。照样有学术，没有灵性，在神面前是完全没有用处的。
Academia without spirituality is meaningless to God.
有灵性，没有学术，可以多用功一点。
If you have spirituality but you are not academically qualified, work harder.
老人家用这些话劝你。
As an elderly person, I persuade you in this way.
我们继续讲下去了。
We carry on from here.
那么回教的神是谁啊？
So who is this Islamic God? Buddhist God?
印度教的神是谁？
Hindu God?
基督教的神是谁？
Christian God?
印度教是最多神的宗教。
Hinduism has the most gods.
印度的神有36,000,000,000。
Millions and millions of God.
不是 million and million. 360 million. Be precise. 如果你不 precise, 做生意一定亏本的。 36,000,000就是36,000,000。 360 million. That is a God in Hinduism. 所以你看印度庙里面有牛有象，两个最重要的。
They have cattle, they have elephant.
其实印度的神连嘎抓也是神。
But even a cockroach is a god.
蚂蚁也是神。
Ants is a god.
蝗虫也是神。 蚊子也是神。
Mosquito.
所以小心，当你打蚊子的时候，你把神打死了。
You could kill a god.
你开枪。
You should
杀一只狗的时候
，You kill a dog，
你可能杀你祖宗的叔父
，Maybe you have killed your relative of the past life，
这个很可怕的宗教，对不对
？So it's a horrifying religion.
印度是最多神的宗教
，Hinduism has the most gods.
佛教是完全不相信神的宗教
，But Buddhism does not believe in God.
佛教徒也祷告烧香啊
，But don't they pray？
他不是向神祷告
，But not praying to God.
佛教徒没有神，你知道吗？
Buddhism has no God.
佛教没有神，你知道吗？
Do you know that?
佛教的唯一无神论的宗教，你知道吗？
It is a religion with no God.
知道的举手，我看看。
Those who know this, raise your hand.
只有这几个，其他的什么都信。
The rest just believe anything.
我看佛教徒是没有神的。
Buddhism has no God.
连佛教的佛祖本身是无神论的。
And Gautama Buddha himself does not believe in God.
How can Gautama Buddha is not
a theist? 为什么他不相信神?
Is he truly an atheist?
他是真的无神论者,
他是无神论者,
it's true, he's an atheist.
这个释迦牟尼啊,
释迦牟尼,
他不像我们想象的妈妈子宫里面生出来的,
he's not born from his mother's womb.
这个是,
in our imagination.
他们自己的religion,
their own version.
我们都是子宫里面受孕怀胎长大生出来的,
all of us are products of our mother's womb.
但是呢, 他是从他母亲的手臂里面,
But he came forth from his mother's arm.
这个是历史上从来没有的,
never found in history.
所以这个宗教一定有很多 innovative 的事情,
so it's very innovative.
那么出来以后呢, 他就坐着,
and he came out of his mother, he said,
手就指着天,
pointed to the heaven.
现在没有这样的孩子, 只有一个,
so he's the only child that can do that.
就叮叮叮叮叮, 就讲两句话,
immediately he could speak.
第一句话, 上天下地,
from heaven to earth.
第二句话,
second sentence,
唯我独尊,
I am the greatest.
所以没有神,
so there's no God.
我是最高的,
I am the highest.
最尊贵的,
the most.
那你说佛教徒都这么骄傲吗?
So are they so proud?
如果他们学佛祖不是也是很骄傲吗?
So if they follow their
因为释迦牟尼这样骄傲啊,
it will be most
arrogant. 上天下地, 唯我独尊,
heaven and earth, I am the greatest.
其实不是这样浅的,
it's not so simple.
他的意思是什么呢?
What he meant was,
虽然神不存在,
although God does not exist,
人人里面有佛性,
but there is a Buddha in all of you.
你如果兑现到成功,
so if you reach enlightenment,
你就变成佛了,
you will become a Buddha.
你就是一个伟大成就自我的一个宗教人士,
so you will be a religious leader that achieves self-enlightenment.
这个佛教的 宗旨是什么呢?
The goal of Buddhism
is the process of self-actualization.
是自我达到终极点的一个,
自我兑现的一个宗教条件。
It is a self-actualizing religion.
每个人在宗教里面,
so in your religion,
就是修身养性,
you want to work on your religious life, and always do good,
继续止住你的六情五情六欲,
and control your desires,
或者更多一点叫七情八欲,
all kinds of desires,
或者九情十一十一情十二欲, 随便你,
all kinds of desires,
你把这个压制下去了,
suppress all this,
修身养性,
and then
沉思默想, 有你去兑现自己，结果你就成佛了。
And self-actualized, you become an enlightened.
那时候没有意了,
没有情了,
七情六意都不存在了,
every emotion disappear.
那时候你就叫成功了,
then you have succeeded.
不是成为公公的成功,
not become a,
你成为佛的成功,
you become enlightened.
那时候在哪里呢?
Where will you be?
你在涅槃里面,
you will be in Nevada.
什么叫做涅槃呢?
What is Nevada?
印度文, Nirvana.
In Sanskrit, Nevada.
Nirvana is the place where there's no more lust, no more evil emotion to bind you, to control you, to limit you, and to master over you.
是一个境界, 没有欲望, 没有任何的东西能够驾驶你的地方,
那你就不必再投胎再死了。
Then you don't have to be reincarnated.
到了那边,
when you reach there,
不必再投胎了,
you don't go to the
cycle. 如果再投胎,
if you go down,
假如不成功,
that means you fail.
再练一次,
then you try again.
练几十年以后,
a few many decades later,
还不能进去, 再投胎,
you go down,
再投胎,
and go,
再投胔,
and keep on again.
投胔什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
从来没有进去,
it means you have never entered.
我告诉你啊,
so I tell you,
达赖喇嘛,
达赖喇嘛,
就是没有进去跑下来的人,
never entered, right? So he's here.
从第一个达赖到现在, 一直赖, 赖到现在跑不进去,
from the first Dalai till now,
这是他的宗教啊,
that's their religion.
那他们祷告什么呢?
So what do they pray for?
今天是宗教研究社的题目了啊,
this is a study of religion.
每个宗教研究的不一样,
they study different things.
现在我告诉一个很不一样的东西,
but I tell you something most different.
是基督教跟回教里面的不一样,
the difference between Christianity and Islam.
今天加加达, 几千个地方在卖羊,
in today Jakarta, goats are being sold in thousands of places.
Or more than thousand. More tens of thousands of places. They bring all the goats from rural area come to Jakarta to sell.
很多人就把羊从偏僻的地方带来卖。
很多人在Idul Adha 要献一只羊给上帝,
they must sacrifice a goat to God.
从前人到圣殿去的时候买羊就顺便献祭,
some in the past people go to the temple bought a goat to sacrifice.
现在是羊跑到城市每个角落来卖给人去献祭,
now the goat come to the city to be sold.
那么回教为什么献呢?
Why would the Muslim sacrifice a goat?
因为他们的回教圣经里面有一段,
Because in their scripture, there's a passage.
上帝对亚伯兰说,
God said to Abraham,
把你的孩子献给我,
sacrifice your son to me,
把他带到山上去,
and bring him to the mountain.
你把他献给我,
sacrifice him.
所以亚伯兰起来,
so Abraham woke up,
就把他孩子叫醒,
and took his son,
就把他带到山上,
brought him to the mountain.
就把他献了,
and to offer the sacrifice.
献的以前呢,
before that,
刀要砍下去,
as he was about to lay his knife,
有羊的声音,
a goat's
那一个天使对他说, 住手,
and the angel said, stop.
你不要动刀,
do not touch the
knife.
I brought a goat for your son.
回教徒,
so Muslims,
照着那一段的圣经,
by that passage,
每年献羊,
will sacrifice a lamb every year,
没有罪了,
and absolve the sin.
很像哦,
so it looks like Christianity.
跟基督教很像哦,
like Christian.
是不是上帝对亚伯兰说?
God said to Abraham.
是不是?
Isn't it?
我问你啊,
I ask you.
是不是?
Isn't it?
是不是上帝对亚伯兰说?
Did God say to Abraham?
把你孩子献给我?
Sacrifice your son
有没有?
To me.
有。
Yes.
那么, 回教徒献什么羊啊?
So what kind of goat?
为什么呢? 我们基督徒不献羊?
And why would Christian not do it?
亚伯兰, 上帝说,
Abraham's God said,
你的儿子,
your son,
你说, 爱的儿子,
the son that you love,
你的独生子, 哇, 每一句越来越重的,
every sentence,
your son, your beloved son, your only son, your Isaac,
以撒,
offer him to me,
把他献给我,
在摩利亚山上,
in the Mount
Moriah. 我等了100年才做爸爸,
I wait 100 years to be a father.
你现在就要把他拿去吗?
Now you want to take my son?
你好意思吗?
Isn't it terrible?
东西给人再拿回去,
you give it to me, then I take it back.
上帝啊, 你是坏榜样,
God is bad example.
我一生都没有做过这个事情,
I've never done things.
给了人再抢回来,
I give things and don't take back.
How can it be?
这个不可能。
上帝说, do you know I am God?
我是上帝,
my order,
我的命令,
my command,
我的旨意, 你现在就去做。
Oh yes, you are God, I do it.
是, 你是上帝,
很不甘愿,
not willing,
但是也不能反对,
but you cannot
你是上帝啊,
deny, because he's God.
你敢跟上帝胡闹,
you won't fool around with God.
要不然答应了, 答应了以后, 最好跟老婆商量,
so better go and discuss with the wife first.
因为孩子不是一个人, 是两个人的,
because the child belongs to both of you.
如果你太太, 这是我的孩子,
if
你问他说, 你跟谁生的?
Your wife will say, I have a part to play as well.
一个丈夫说, 这是我的孩子!
If a husband says, my child,
太太说, 是不是肚子里面来的?
The wife will ask,
你肚子会生他吗?
Did you give birth to the child?
所以没有一个人是一个人的。
So none of us belong to just one person.
是爸爸的,
the, belong to father,
妈妈的,
or the mother.
生要两个人合作,
you must have two persons working
一个人自己多厉害,
together.
一个人自己多厉害, 生不出孩子。
No matter how good you are, you cannot give birth yourself.
你要跟你的妻子睡觉才生得出。
You must have relationship with your wife.
一个女人多厉害也不能生孩子。
You cannot give birth just by yourself.
你要从男人受精才能生孩子。
You must have a man as a woman to
那么现在要杀孩子。
Now the child is to be sacrificed.
献给上帝,
to give to God.
要不要商量啊?
Is there a discussion?
我问你,
I ask you.
要不要商量?
Should you discuss with your wife?
结婚的时候商量。
When you get married, you discuss.
恋爱的人求她同意。
And when you call your wife, you want her to agree.
杀孩子不行。
But sacrifice, you do it on your own.
自己想,自己做,自己决定。
You decide on your own, you do it on your own.
真的耶。
And it's true.
亚伯兰没有跟他老婆商量。
Abraham did not discuss with his wife.
早早起来, 他太太哗哗。 还在打汗的时候,
early in the morning when the wife was still snoring,
马上把孩子抓出来就拿着绳子拿着木材拿着刀就走了。
He took his son, took all the equipment and left.
因为太太一定哭得满面盆都是眼泪。
If not, the wife would be weary.
How can you kill my son?
你不可以把孩子带走。
Oh, I do not want you to kill my son.
我不要你杀孩子。
所以一定跟女人谈一定不成的。
So you won't succeed if you discuss this with a woman.
亚伯兰就走了。
So Abraham left.
走走走走, 这个孩子很顺服耶。
And the child was most obedient.
走到半山的时候,
halfway up,
Daddy,
Father,
the fire is here.
火在这里,
the wood is here.
那个木在这里,
and the rope is here.
绳子也在这里,
where is the lamb?
诶, 那个, 羊在哪里呢?
You forget to bring your offering to God.
你忘了带这个羊来。
May we go home again?
要不要回去?
No, 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 your mother already wake up.
不然你妈妈已经醒了。
No, 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 no.
不可以。
We gone.
我们要往前面走。
Gone for what?
去哪里?
No lamb.
没有羊。
How can we offer to God?
我们给什么给上帝?
The Lord will prepare there.
上帝必自己预备。
Prepare whom?
Prepare, 预备谁?
You.
就预备你。
I will kill.
预备你
，I will murder you 他不讲，以撒给爸爸骗去了。
So Isaac was fooled by the father.
骗到山上的时候
，on the mountain.
你看天多么漂亮
，you look at the sky so beautiful.
多么蓝色
，so blue.
云多么白
，the sky so white. The sky so white.
亚伯兰的孩子正在看天的时候
，and so when Isaac was looking at the sky,
马上把他这个下巴把他抓住
，you lift up his
绳子就绑起来
，and tie him up.
放在祭坛上面
，put him on the altar.
然后呢
？And then
要做两件事。
You got to do two things.
第一
，First
拿刀杀他
，slaughter him.
第二
，Second
要把火烧他
，burn him up.
献给上帝
，and give him to God.
让他大哭大叫，不管他。
Doesn't matter he's wailing and crying.
若有人爱你的孩子，贵爱上帝，不配做我的门徒。
Because you're not worthy to be a disciple, you love the child more than you love God.
虽然这句话是后来 2000年耶稣讲的。
2000 years later, Jesus said.
要不然早就明白这些道理。
Abraham understood this.
他把他绑的时候，
and when he tied up the child,
刺下去的时候，
about to hit the child.
天使说，
the angel of the Lord said,
住手！
Stop.
你不可以杀他。
You are not to lay your hands on.
突然间，
suddenly.
看见一只羊在哪里
？A lamb was found.
耶和华真的有预备
，and God prepared.
亚伯兰的信心不是先看见才有的信心。
The faith of Abraham is not a faith of sight.
他是还没有看见以前，他的信已经坚定。
He had a faith before he even saw it.
他不但相信上帝会预备
，Not only did he know that God will prepare.
如果没有
，If there isn't，
杀下去。
If he were to kill his child，
他相信上帝会叫他复活。
He believed that God will resurrect the child.
他不是你敢这样讲。
Well, Doctor, don't you dare to say that. Of course I dare. Why?
因为这是希伯来书告诉我们。
The book of Hebrews tell us.
亚伯兰相信上帝会叫死人复活。
Abraham believed that God will resurrect the dead.
所以他甘顺服上帝，把以撒杀死。
That was why he dared to kill Isaac.
上帝用一只羊预备。
God prepared the lamb.
需要告诉人。
To tell us.
Do you know what is the meaning of presenting, offering your only son to me.
你知不知道把你自己唯一的孩子献上是什么意思？
Do you know what is your feeling when you kill your own son to be offering?
你知不知道把自己孩子献上的感受是什么？
Now I tell you.
现在我告诉你。
You need not to kill your son.
你不必要把你儿子。
One day I will kill my son as your propitiation，
但是有一天我会把我的儿子献上作为你的赎罪祭。圣经的道理太伟大了，赎罪祭。我越讲越感到自己没有资格讲。 And the more I preach, the more I think I'm unworthy.
我看可兰经的时候
，But when I look at the Quran，
我有一天看可兰经
，One day I was reading
下面的注释
，and the commentary，
我发现一段话了
，I discovered a sentence，
基督教的圣经是不可靠的。
That the Christian Bible is not trustworthy.
因为他们说，上帝对亚伯兰说，把你的独生子以撒给我。
Because they say God said to Abraham, "Give me your only son."
这是完全错误的。
This is wrong.
你们知道吗，回教徒？
You know Muslims.
在亚米尔以撒以前，
Before Isaac,
13年。
13 years.
以撒玛利已经生下来。
Ishmael was born.
所以。
Therefore,
以撒从来没有做过上帝的独生子。
Isaac was not the only son of God.
上帝先给他以撒玛利。
Because Ishmael was first given.
后来再给他以撒。
And Isaac later.
以撒不但不是独生子。
So not only was he not the only son.
也不是长子。
He was also not the oldest.
既然不是独生子。
If that was the case.
基督教的圣经是错的。
Then the biblical description is wrong.
你说这个说服力大不大？
Very persuasive.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
在没有以撒以前，
Before Isaac，
有没有以撒玛利亚？
Did Ishmael？
有没有啊？
Yes or no？
以撒玛利亚比他早多少啊？
Earlier by how many years？
真的早10多年了。
More than 10 years。
为什么呢？
Why？
因为从年轻啊。
When he was young，
亚伯兰跟别的男的一样，犯的毛病就专爱漂亮的女人，不漂亮宁可不娶。
Abraham, like all many men, only like beautiful women.
不，他娶到以这个萨拉，美的不得了，就像天使少两个翅膀般。
And he married Sarah. Sarah was described as most beautiful.
美女不生孩子怎么办呢？
But she was barren.
一直祷告。
They pray.
一直等。
And waited.
一直看她独子。
and look at her stomach.
总是那么苗条,
always very trim.
从来没有中厚过,
never became fatter.
从来没有长大过,
or grew.
所以要不然慢慢慢慢就是有一个不生孩子没你到底在做什么呢?
And so he cuts out the grumble.
多美也会变老,
no matter how beautiful we are, you get old.
你老我更老,
you are old, I'm older.
老对老,
old to old.
谁先死?
Who will die first?
看不到孩子,
we have no children.
做人什么趣味呢?
No meaning in life.
所以呢, 最后呢,
in the end,
是莎拉自己不好意思,
Sarah herself found the solution.
对不起,
so I'm sorry.
我嫁给这么久,
I married you for so long.
肚子从来不长大,
but I have not had a child.
但是上帝说, 我听过,
but I heard God say,
使你的子孙像天上的星那么多, 海边的沙那么多,
that your descendants are as numerous as the stars and the sand on the sea.
我看这个上帝是说谎的上帝,
I think this God is a God that
因为到这么久了, 你这么老了,
because now you are so old,
还没有孩子,
you have no children,
怎么会像天上的星?
So cannot be like stars in the heaven.
根本没有啊,
you doesn't happen.
但是上帝说,
but God said,
你会做爸爸,
you will be a father.
做谁的爸爸?
Whose father?
我不生你, 哪里会做爸爸?
If I don't have a child,
我知道了,
oh, the answer,
如果你跟别人生, 你就爸爸了,
if you have a child with another woman, then you are father.
上帝是应许, 你不是应许我,
God promised you, not me.
我帮助你好不好?
So let me help you.
我很爱你,
I love you.
你是伟大的丈夫,
you are a great husband.
但是可怜, 可怜, 孤单的丈夫,
too bad you are so lonely.
因为你没有下一代,
you don't have a descendant.
但我有一个, 仆人,
but I have a servant girl.
I have a maid.
A maid.
又年轻,
young,
又健康,
healthy,
不像我这么老,
not like me so old.
因为我这个停经已经越来越久了,
I stopped menstruation for a long time.
I present my maid to contribute to you.
所以我把我的使女献给你,
but be careful.
但要小心,
I only borrow her to you for only one night.
我只是把她借给你一个晚上,
一个晚上借给你好不好?
First one night.
下家,
Hagar,
来,
come.
今天我命令你进我老公的帐篷,
I order you to enter into his tent.
我在外面等,不吵扰你,
I will wait outside.
你跟他搞一个晚上,
so you be with him one night.
特别通融给他,
a special privilege.
我帮助他,
I help him.
成全上帝的旨意,
to do the will of God.
下家说, Amen, Amen.
And Hagar said, oh my,
他就跑进去了, Amen,
Amen. And so she went in.
第二天就开始帐了,
and then got pregnant.
所以这种女人,
this woman,
她说, 感谢上帝给我智慧, 知道怎么解决人的困难,
will say that God gave me the wisdom to solve the problem.
我竟然帮助你, 成全, 你要成全, 没有达到的目的,
I can help God to fulfill what he failed.
后来, 下家生出来,
and Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
上帝有没有说, 下家, 谢谢你, 帮我大忙,
did God say, Hagar, thank you so much, help me so much,
使我的老仆人亚伯拉罕可以做爸爸了,
that my old servant Abraham can be a father?
上帝才都不才,
God did not care.
为什么呢?
Why?
就是应许之外,
because it's outside of God's promise.
有一节的圣经说,
a Bible verse says,
下家生的不是你的孩子,
the child of Hagar is not your son,
撒拉生的才是你的孩子,
only the child of Sarah.
因为我要你,
because I want you all,
这个应许之子, 不是肉体之子,
the son of the promise, not the son of the flesh.
现在弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你跟几个女人睡觉过?
How many women have you slept with?
你生过多少个肉体的孩子?
How many children of the flesh do you have?
你是不是尊重你的太太?
Do you honor your wife?
你是不是只要跟你的太太有性的关系?
And only have sexual relationship with your spouse?
神的时间没有到的时候,
when the time of God is
not up,
why do you not wait?
为什么你乱来?
Why do you take things in
your own hand? 你知道一个晚上乱来,
when you make a mistake in one single night,
这4000年来,
for 4,000 years,
以色列人跟阿拉伯人打仗永远没有结束,
the Israelites continue to fight with the Arabs.
你以为你可以随便行事吗?
You think you can do things your own way?
你可以帮助上帝,
and help God?
圣经的教训太伟大了,
the teachings of the Bible is great indeed.
我不能每一节都很想去跟你讲,
I cannot explain every single verse in detail.
但我告诉你,
but I tell you,
当夏甲生了孩子以后,
after Hagar had her child,
不是应许之子,
not the son of the promise,
有一点撒拉跟夏甲生气的时候,
and one day when Sarah was angry with Hagar,
夏甲亚伯拉罕, 我不要这个侍女了,
Sarah told Abraham,
你把她赶走吧,
chase her away.
亚伯兰说哪里可以，先用了再丢掉，不好意思。
I cannot just use her and throw her away.
我已经借着她生了一个孩子。
I now have a child.
你现在叫我把她赶走。
Now you ask me to get rid of her.
亚伯兰很难很难。
Abraham said very difficult.
到底是好像有良心的人。
So he seems to have some conscience.
到底是没有办法做出违背他同情心的事情。
You wouldn't do things that is not compassionate.
上帝对亚伯兰说。
But God said to Abraham.
你的太太讲的是对的。
What your wife said is right.
你把他赶走吧。
Ask her to go.
我会继续赐福给他，照顾他。
I will take care of her and bless her.
他跟他的孩子不是你的后代。
And she will, but she's not your descendant.
不是应许之子。
For the son is not the son of promise.
顺服上帝。
And so he was obedient.
夏家赶走了。
And asked Hagar to leave.
现在回到今天，我今天再延长四分钟好不好
？We go back to the text today.
你们注意听啊。
Listen carefully.
夏家生的是以色玛利。
Hagar had Ishmael.
Sarah 生的是以撒。
Sarah had Isaac.
过了两千多年以后。
2000 over years later.
为什么两千多年
？Why 2000 over years？
亚伯拉罕比摩西更早五百年。
Abraham was 500 years before Moses.
摩西比耶稣更早1450年。
Moses was 1450 years before Christ.
这个耶稣比马可的更早570年。
Jesus is 570 years before Muhammad.
570年再加上这个20再加上25年
plus 25 years
也就是 Muhammad 结婚的日子
the day when Muhammad got married
Muhammad 结婚以后再加上15年
plus another 15 years
就是 Muhammad 领受可兰经启示的时候
when he said he received the revelation of the Quran
所以2000再加595再加15是611
So 2,610 years.
两千多年以后。
More than 2,000 over years.
上帝给他可兰经。
God gave him the Quran.
上帝给摩西旧约的圣经。
And the Bible to Moses.
旧约圣经说，亚伯拉罕孩子是以撒。
The Old Testament said that.
上帝说你要献祭给我。
Given to God.
可兰经说，亚伯拉罕孩子是以色玛利。
But Quran said the child is Ishmael.
把他献给我。
To give to God.
今天全世界十多亿的回教徒。都相信亚伯兰不是献以撒是献以色玛利
More than 1 billion Muslims in the world believe that Abraham sacrificed Ishmael not Isaac
每一年有几千几万的羊为了他们对这句话的相信一定要死
So hundreds and thousands of lamb will be sacrificed on this day
圣经告诉我们死的记忆已经没有了
The sacrifice system is already not there already abolished
That sacrifice is no more为什么呢
？Why？
最后一个死祭是耶稣的十字架。
Because the last sacrifice is the cross of Jesus Christ。
三天复活以后，耶稣基督就从死里变成永生上帝儿子，永远活着的。
And then after the resurrection, he lived forevermore as the Son of God。
所以呢，罗马书第十二章
，So Romans chapter 12，
没有说你们要献祭。
Never talk about sacrifice system.
说你们要成为活祭
But you are to be the living sacrifice.
No more dead sacrifice.
不是死的祭
Stop at the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
因为主耶稣在十字架上是最后的一个祭
New Testament and Christian should be the living sacrifice.
所以基督徒必须是活祭
所以很多羊死了以后到上帝面前
Many,
如果可能叫他说感谢基督徒没有杀我。
Many goats will thank God for not being slaughtered.
是回教徒杀我的。
It's the Muslim that will kill
them. 我们不再杀羊了。
We don't slaughter lambs anymore.
基督教的。
Christians.
回教的这么不同。
It's so different from the Muslim. Why?
因为有一个邪恶的力量正在影响。
Because there's an evil power that's influencing.
影响宗教界的事情。
Influencing the realm of religion.
所以当这个邪恶的力量发展到最高峰的时候。
And so at the height of this evil manifestation,
有宗教情操最热烈的人就是最敢杀人的。
The more fervent you are with religiosity, the more daring you are in killing people.
你说唐牧师，你今天到底在讲哪一节呢
？Now you say, well, Dr. Tong, which verse are you talking about?
我给你结论了。
The conclusion here,
主耶稣说
，is Jesus Christ
救我们脱离凶恶
，deliver us from evil.
特别在宗教界里面
，especially in religion.
那是错误的。
The wrong,
邪恶的
the evil,
你一定要掩蔽它
you want to live far away from it,
你才能真心亲切的依靠相信耶稣基督
then you can truly rely on Jesus Christ
什么时候邪恶的跑进来呢
when would evil enter into it
伊甸园开始
it started from the garden of Eden
蛇跑进来
the serpent came in
伊甸人蛇用邪恶的话跑进夏娃的耳朵。
And with words of evil, it entered into the ears of Eve.
人类开始不能听见上帝的道，也听见 satanic verses.
We can hear the word of God and satanic verses.
那这些就慢慢慢慢侵占了很多人的内心。
And slowly it permeates into our heart.
包括基督徒。
Including Christian hearts.
基督徒一面信上帝。
As we believe in God.
一面接受魔鬼给他们显明的话语。
We also hear the voice of Satan.
一面知道上帝的命令。
On the one hand, we know God's command.
一面让撒旦煽动什么违背上帝的命令。
But we allow Satan to cause us to obey God.
亚当犯罪以后，
after Adam sinned,
神叫他出来。
God asked him to come out.
亚当给他救赎的预表。
And a representation of salvation was given.
对亚当说什么话？
And said to Adam.
从今以后，
from now onwards.
女人的后裔。
The descendant of the woman
跟蛇的后裔
and the descendant of the serpent
彼此为敌
will be enemies to each other.
这个世界没有平安的地区
Therefore, there is no place of peace in the world.
这个世界没有无征战的地区
or a place without any conflict.
而整个人类最大的征战不是在亚洲、澳洲，是在中东，就是耶稣受试探的地方。
And the greatest place of conflict is where Jesus was tempted in the Middle East.
因为从在伊甸园开始。
From the Garden of Eden,
the seed of serpent will be the enemy of the seed of the woman.
女人的后裔将跟蛇的后裔为敌，
永远斗不停。
And forever fighting.
这个女人的后裔，
the descendant of the woman,
就是童贞尼玛利亚生的耶稣基督，
is Jesus Christ born of the Virgin Mary.
蛇的后裔。
And the descendant of the serpent,
撒旦跟他的差役
will be Satan and his staff, the evil one,
统治这个世界
who rules the world.
所以约翰一书五章第十九节告诉我们
And so 1 John chapter 5 verse 19 says,
全世界都握在那撒旦恶者的手下。
The entire world is under the hand of the evil one.
看见了没有呢？
Can you see this?
在新加坡这样好的地方，
Singapore is such a nice place.
为什么新加坡政府会建赌博馆呢？
So why do you build a casino?
让邪恶的势力进到新加坡来。
To let evil forces to come into Singapore.
在阿拉伯的地方，
In Arabian places,
人的宗教那么敬虔，
They are so pious.
会产生 ISIS 这样的东西。
Why would ISIS be born?
邪恶跑进去。
Because evil has entered into it.
在香港，
In Hong Kong,
在中国，
In China,
在美国，
In America,
为什么一大堆邪恶的事情发生？
There are so many evil deeds.
邪恶进到里面来。
Because evil has entered into you.
Bush 做总统的时候，
When George Bush was president.
第二任很危险。
The second term was difficult.
竞选的时候非常非常在边境中间差一点点。
The election result was very, very close.
A very marginal difference.
A very marginal difference.
那个时候呢，
At that time,
我说祷告主耶稣，我要不胜。
I pray that George Bush should win.
人家说这个人是发动战争的人，为什么要他胜呢？
They say that, well, he starts war. Why do you want him to win?
我告诉你，
I tell you,
我从神的宝座看。
I look at it from the throne of God.
In the time of Bush,
在布什的时代，
美国七个最高法院的这一个法官，
the seven Supreme Court justices,
他们都已经老了。
They are all very old.
里面大概五个到六个是保守派的人。
Five to six are conservatives.
如果 Bush 再接下去一任，
if Bush continue with one more term,
这些人还可以存在，
they can exist.
每个的道德，美国还可以维持四年好的道德，
the morality can still maintain for four years.
但如果 Bush 下去，
but if Bush lost the re-election,
总统一上来，
another president comes,
马上选择新派的检察官的话，
they will pick a liberal attorney generals.
美国的这个普遍恩惠要被收回，
the general grace will be retrieved by God.
美国的道德要崩溃，
and their ethics will fall.
所以我盼望不胜，
so I wanted Bush to win.
我不是因为我跟他有什么亲疏关系，
I have no relationship with him.
或者他对我有什么钱财的益处，
or that he has given me money.
我看每一个事从神的国度、神的宝座。
I do see everything from the throne of God.
我妈妈成功了以后，
and when Obama succeeded,
美国改变了吗？
Was that change?
他的 motto 是 change, change. The only thing change. He from not a president now become a president.
唯一的改变就是他成为总统。
其他的都没有变。
Everything is still the same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
现在美国越来越同性恋合法化。
In America, homosexual marriages are being legalized.
越来越多牧师都走这条路了。
Many pastors even agree with that.
邪恶已经胜了。
So evil has victory there.
In this world,
所以在这个世界，
you can nowhere to find any place which is not distorted.
没有一个地方是不被扭曲的。
In any place, any church, any country, any nation, there's no purely cleaning place spiritually.
不管是哪一个国家、哪一个教会、哪一个地方，都没有一个完完全全干净或者纯洁。你怎么祷告呢？ So how do you then pray?
你只能祷告说,
you can only pray and say,
deliver us from the evil.
救我们脱离那恶者。
Deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离那恶者。
你的祷告才是成全的。
Then that prayer is complete.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
各个宗教的祷告,
all the prayers of religion,
都不成全的。
Are not complete.
都不是神所要的,
not what God wants.
就是主导我的才是,
only the Lord's Prayer.
下个礼拜啊,
next week,
我可能继续给你讲撒旦的邪恶跟基督徒的征战。
I will continue to talk about the evil of Satan.
我们低头祷告,
and the fights of the Christian.
我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上, 大家说, 我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶祸，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。